Senator, I know Patriot Voice is, your website says you're committed to promoting faith, family, freedom, and opportunity. I know there's a timely issue now as far as freedom, especially with our national security, and that's the pending nomination for Secretary of Defense for Chuck Hagel. If you could just kind of share your thoughts on that, and this is an issue that Patriot Voices is really getting behind and is urging people to take action.
Well, they need to take action because this was one of those nominations that when it first came out, there was a lot of concerns raised, and the media, of course, you know, mentions them and then puts them away. I mean, if this was any other nominee, if this was a nominee by President Bush and he had the controversial statements and record that Chuck Hagel does on national security, this would be a story every single day. That's why we have to keep out there and keep the pressure on and let members of Congress, excuse me, senators in particular, since they're the ones voting on it, know that we are paying attention and we expect them to stand up for the state of Israel, which Chuck Hagel has maybe the worst record in Congress on the issue of Israel and the statements he's made about the state of Israel, his capitulation. I mean, he basically has gone out and talked about Iran as that in terms that he would be accepting of Iran with a nuclear weapon and doesn't think that we should do anything to try to stop them. And these are positions, both of them I just mentioned, to the left of Barack Obama. I mean, weaker than Barack Obama. And in addition, he's unlike Leon Panetta, who's the current Secretary of Defense, who has said that he doesn't believe that the defense cuts that are in this this budget deal that were made a while back, called the sequestration, that this $500 billion in defense cuts should take place, that would be crippling to our military. Hagel's for it and believes we can do more. So he is just the wrong person to be put up. He's, again, farther away from the truth, farther to the left than of Obama. We don't need someone like that, you know, at the table making national security decisions about Iran and nuclear weapon and Israel and our own defense capability.
Well, I love Patriot Voices for the concept, as your website says, as one, your voice may not be heard. As one of a million, your voice cannot be ignored. So this is an opportunity for Patriot Voices members to take action. And I know there's a website that you're encouraging people to go to. It's notochuck.com. That's notochuck.com. And people can really sign kind of a pledge, and it goes right to their senator in their state, right?
That's right. And I'd encourage you to not only sign it yourself, but you know, post the link up on your Facebook page or post it out on your Twitter. Get it to your friends and neighbors and make sure that they're letting their senators know how important this is to them. And this nomination will send a signal to the rest of the world as what direction America is going. And if we can stand up and fight and defeat Chuck Hagel, that will send a message that the Congress, that the Senate, the United States Senate, which is even in Democratic control, if we can defeat his nomination, it'll send a message that you know, that Barack Obama's, you know, radical foreign policy is not one that's going to be accepted in this country and by even members of his own party. So I strongly encourage you to make sure that we send the right message to our enemies and our friends like Israel in the next few days.
Well, Senator, it's great to talk with you again, and thank you and your family for continuing to stand and fight for these values in America. And we just want to encourage everyone to continue to get behind you and become an active member of Patriot Voices. There's a lot of ways people can get involved, isn't there?
Absolutely. And you know, we're working on this Chuck Hagel project right now, and we have, like I said, we've got another issue going on the balanced budget amendment. We will be going from one. Trust me, as we see the opportunity to make an impact on Washington D.C. and focus your and my voices down there, we'll engage and we'll do so also on the political front. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to have an impact at a time when I know people are feeling frustrated that things have slipped away from us with the election of President Obama. They will only slip away, and he will only get away with it if we just sit quietly and let him do it. We can't let that happen. So please join us and participate as actively as you can.
Senator, we look forward to touching base with you every few weeks here on Patriot Voices Radio. Keep up the great work, and God bless to you and your family.
Thanks, Dan. God bless you, too. Bye-bye now.